Later this month, Governor Rick Snyder is expected to deliver a special message outlining Michigan's energy production goals. The Michigan Public Service Commission says the state will experience an energy shortfall as soon as next year. Now, this is largely due to the planned retirement of 9 coal-fired power plants in Michigan in the upcoming years. The PSC is asking all utility providers to report on their plans to continue supplying power to their customers over the next 5 years. Jackson-based Consumers Energy is one of those providers. Joining me now to talk about the projected energy shortfall and its implications, David Mengebeer. David's the Senior Vice President for Governmental and Public Affairs with Consumers Energy. Mr. Mengebeer, welcome to Current State.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Mark.
Yesterday, Public Service Commissioner Sally Talberg testified about the impending energy shortfall to the House Energy Policy Committee. She outlined the gist of the problem. Let's listen to that.
In Michigan and around the nation, we're really in the midst of a major shift in our electricity supplies. We've relied heavily on coal-fired generation and to a lesser extent nuclear and natural gas. You know, many of the coal plants are in the range of about 40 to 60 years old, and many will be shutting down due to environmental regulations in the coming decade.
So, David Mengebeer, let's get your take on this issue. Describe the energy supply issue that Commissioner Talberg is projecting. What's likely to happen here?
Yeah, I think she described the situation very accurately. This is not a surprise. This is something that I think the utility energy providers in Michigan and in the Midwest have been seeing coming for a while. And, you know, EPA has got a set of new air quality regulations that power plants around the Midwest have to comply with. And some of these plants are older. They're aging. They were 1950s era plants. So in some respects, it makes sense to start to retire those and replace them with the next generation of power plants. Just to give you kind of a sense for the scale of this, more than 60 plants in the Midwest region, including 9, as you mentioned, here in Michigan, are going to be retired between now and 2016. And it just simply didn't make economic sense for our customers to invest in the environmental controls to bring these plants into compliance with those EPA rules. So people may ask, well, how many customers are served by the nine power plants that are going to be retired?
Yeah.
About 1 million people would be receiving power from those 9 plants. And in addition to Commissioner Talberg testifying yesterday, a representative from MISO, which is the Federal Reliability Organization, also testified. And she said that MISO is projecting a power shortfall of between 2,000 and 3,000 megawatts in the Lower Peninsula by 2016. And that shortage is equivalent to about 4 large power plants. Now, one of the things they also underscored, and I'll do the same, is we're not talking necessarily about blackouts and brownouts in the Lower Peninsula, but because we don't have a reserve left once these plants are shut down, it simply increases the likelihood that customers could experience reliability problems and see higher prices.
Well, you say no blackouts or no brownouts, but they could experience reliability problems. Aren't those the same things?
Yeah, well, I mean, we could see things like, for example, we have customers that are signed up for an interruptible rate, which means they can pay less for their electricity, but in periods when there is excess demand over supply, then we'd be able to actually shut them off. And so that would be an example of a reliability problem for those customers. We did, as Commissioner Talberg said, file a report with the Michigan Public Service Commission last week. Consumers Energy and DTE Energy, which together supply about 90% of all the power in Michigan, have sufficient generating capacity to serve its customers over the next 5 years. In our company's case, we just bought a new natural gas plant in Jackson, Michigan, and we got a really good deal for our customers. A new plant would cost about $700 million. We bought this one for $155 million, so about a quarter of the cost of a new plant. And we've also been developing renewable energy parks up in the Thumb and in the Ludington area. And we've also tried to help our customers reduce their demand for electricity through our energy efficiency program. So, you know, we feel pretty good about the fact that in terms of our service territory and our customers, that we're going to have sufficient capacity over the next 5 years to meet their needs affordably and reliably.
David Mengebir is our guest. David's the Senior Vice President for Governmental and Public Affairs with Consumers Energy. The issue is the long-term energy supply outlook here in Michigan. The Michigan Public Service Commission is asking consumers and all other energy suppliers in the state to outline their energy transmission plans over the next 5 years in anticipation of this projected energy shortfall. Commissioner Talberg also mentioned this issue of reserve capacity yesterday. Can you help our listeners understand the importance of reserve capacity? Apparently, you as a utility are required to maintain some level of reserve capacity. What are we talking about here?
Right. Yeah, all the utilities in the state have to have reserve capacity, which means an inventory of power above what the base demand is, so mm-hmm. that on the few days of the year when demand for electricity spikes, and that's usually in the summertime when we have a lot of air conditioning load, then we need to make sure we have that extra inventory capacity to serve those customers. So I think what Commissioner Talberg and the representative from MISO were saying yesterday is we're going to drop below that ideal level of reserve capacity in the future, and that has the potential to create reliability problems and higher prices for customers. I did want to also just speak to the point that you made earlier in the program, Mark, about the governor and the legislature focusing on energy policy. This spring, the governor is going to come out with a special energy message later this month, we're told.
Right.
And he's been talking about energy policy. He said this is one of the top two priorities he has. He mentioned that in his State of the State address in January. And it's really focused on four things: promoting cleaner sources of energy, ensuring we have reliable electricity here in the state to serve business and residential customers, to make sure customer bills are affordable so that we can attract businesses to locate in Michigan to expand and compete and create jobs, and that it's flexible because the federal government is continuing to pass a number of air and water quality regulations through the Environmental Protection Agency. We got to make sure Michigan takes control of its own energy policy and has a flexible policy so we can respond to changing regulations from the federal government.
Well, I want to make let's try to clarify one thing here, though. We're taking the 9 coal plants offline. Are you saying that measures, you don't expect measures to unfold that would literally replace that energy producing capacity?
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for with a Michigan First energy policy, a policy that will give energy providers the certainty that they need to invest in the next generation of power plants, and a policy that's fair for all customers. Those are the two kind of real priorities that we have as an energy provider in the state. When you're making an investment in a new power plant, for example, that's a bet that you're going to be making, recovering over 30, 40, sometimes 50 years. These plants are very expensive, $500 million to $1 billion to mm-hmm. invest. So in order to keep rates affordable, you recover that cost over a long period of time.
But it is conceivable, David. Are you saying it's conceivable that in 10 years, let's say, the state's utilities could actually be generating less electricity than they are today? Is that within the realm of possibility?
Well, I think that's true, particularly if we continue to look at energy efficiency programs, which helps reduce the demand for electricity.
Okay.
If we have a policy in the state that is flexible enough to take into account new, innovative, advanced energy technologies that may actually reduce usage of electricity while still providing it reliably and affordably.
So
I think it is conceivable.
You guys wouldn't have to produce as much energy because there would be less demand for it.
Right. And then, of course, on the other side of the equation, demand could go up if Michigan's economy continues to rebound and demand for electricity starts to grow. We're growing at a little bit less than 1% a year right now. Then that can change, too. So, again, I think when we are planning, we're looking out 10, 15, 20 years for the state of Michigan. We have to make sure we have a policy in place in Michigan that provides the kind of flexibility and certainty and fairness that we've been talking about.
But let's clarify one more thing that you alluded to earlier. How much more prevalent would you expect higher charges for electricity at peak times. Is that going to be an increasingly noticeable part of the landscape? Is these premiums paid for electricity during, you know, say for air conditioning during the really hot weather in the summer? Is that a part of our future?
Yeah, I think that is another area that an energy policy, a Michigan First energy policy, can address, Mark. So if we make sure that we have sufficient generating capacity in place and robust energy efficiency and renewables programs in place, then we're able to actually avoid that kind of price spikes. And the way it would work is if we didn't have sufficient capacity within our state borders, we'd have to go into the market to purchase electricity. And because all these power plants are being shut down, we're going to go from a surplus to a shortfall of electricity in the overall Midwest market. And that obviously is going to drive up prices. So again, we want to make sure Michigan takes control of its energy policy, that we build the generation resources that we need here in the state, and that we don't have to rely on market purchases or the federal government to meet Michigan's energy needs today or in the future.
Well, I'm sure we'll both be paying close attention to Governor Snyder and his special energy address later this month. I can't wait to hear what he has to say, and I'm sure you're in the same boat. We want to thank David Mangabeer, Senior Vice President for Governmental and Public Affairs with Consumers Energy in Jackson. David, thank you.
Yeah, thank you too, Mark.